Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated by Zchus Refuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Chaf. We're going to start the third parak. The Mishnah starts in Daf Yates and Beis on the bottom. The Mishnah says Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, a hemshech to the first parak, that there are two cases where someone could bring a carbon on a shavua, and they turn into four cases. Two cases are the ones that are mafurish. Lahara Elahetiv, Rashi says, when someone makes a shvua lahaba, that he will do something. Lahara shvua shaloi eichel, lahetiv shvua sha'eichel. And then you have a ribuy akra telling you another two cases, shein arba, which is sha'achalti v'shaloi achalti, a shvua about what I did, a past shvua, a shvua l'sha'avar, where there Rabbi Kiva holds that you bring a carbon on all these four cases. And then the Mishnah says, Shvua shlo eichel v'eichel kol shu chayim divrei Rabbi Kiva. And there's a machlokes, a chacham and Rabbi Kiva. If someone eats a kol shu, is he chayim, is he over on the shvua, or does he have to eat a kezayis? We'll see that in the Gemara in subsequent year. So the Gemara starts, L'meimah de sh'eichel d'achil n'mashma. Are you saying that sh'eichel means that he will eat? V'reminu, there's a Mishnah in the Darim that says, Shvua loy eichelach, shvua she eichelach, loy shvua shloy eichelach. Any of these three cases, either shvua loy eichelach, shvua I will not eat from you, shvua she eichelach, and loy shvua shloy eichelach, meaning it's not a shvua that I don't eat from you, meaning it is a shvua that I do from you. All these cases are aser. All these cases forbid him to eat from him. So you see clearly the case of shvua she eichelach means that he won't eat. So how could this Mishnah say that Shvua Sha'eichel means that he will eat? So the Gemara says two terutzim to answer the steer. Abaye's teretz is that really Shvua Sha'eichel means that he will eat. But that Mishnah is different because it's Mesarvim Be'lechel that they're constantly trying to get him to eat. They're saying, please eat, and he keeps on saying he won't eat. And then he says Shvua Sha'eichelach. So it's not likely that there he means a Shvua that he will eat if he just kept on insisting that he won't eat, so then we teach the shvua to mean that he won't eat. And Ravashi says no. Ravashi says that we read in that Mishnah, instead of shvua she'eichelach, we have to change the Mishnah to shvua she'i'eichelach. Shvua she'i'eichelach is a lashon that he won't eat. And the Gemara says, Yachim ha'lemeimah, so what's the chiddush? If he said shvua she'i'eichelach, of course it means that he won't eat. So the Gemara says, matter teima l'shnayin deskilalei, maybe he stuttered on the lashon. He wasn't planning on saying she'i eichel. He was planning on saying she'eichel. It just came out she'i eichel because of a stutter. K'mashmal, we don't say that. And we're going to discuss the terutzim of Abaye and Ravashi very soon. Now, the shaila is, why would shvua she'eichelach, even if you have a chacha, that shvua she'eichelach means that he won't eat, but what's the mashmayish of the words? What's shvua she'eichelach? How could that possibly mean a shvua that I won't eat? So Rashi teaches the words, Be'issa shvua heilai ma sha'eichel mi shalach. Shvua means it should be an issa shvua, sha'eichelach means on what I eat from you. Ma sha'eichelach, whatever I eat from you, yehei be'issa shvua. So shvua sha'eichelach, meaning I will eat, means I make a shvua, sha'eichelach, that I will eat, talking about the gavra, talking about the person. Shvua, I make a shvua, sha'eichelach, that I will eat. And shvua sha'eichelach, meaning I won't eat, means it's talking about the food. A shvua, meaning an issa shvua, should be chal she'eichelach on the food that I will eat. In other words, I can't eat anything because whatever I want to eat should be chal and issa shvua on it. So Rabbi Kiveger in Maseches Nedarim Daf Beis brings this as a raya to a machlokes rishonim that the Ran brings there. Maseches Nedarim Daf Beis and Beis, the Ran and Nedarim brings a machlokes rishonim because there the Gemara says a difference between Nedarim and shvua. So the Gemara says Nedarim is called an issa chefsa and shvua is called an issa gavra. That by Nedarim, what you're doing is, you're making an Isser on the Chayfetz. You're discussing the Chayfetz, the item. You're making an Isser, a Kainim. An Isser Neder should be Chal on the Chayfetz. That's Isser Chefetzah. And Shvua, you're not discussing the Chayfetz. Shvua, you're discussing the Gavra. You're making a Chiv or an Isser on the Gavra. You're saying, Shvua that I will do this. Discussing the Gavra, what I will do. I'm a Chayv myself to do it. A Shvua that I won't do this. I'm asking myself to do it, but it's not discussing the chefza. The chalei shvua is not chal on the chefza, it's chal on the gavra. So the shayna discuss, what if you say like this? What if you say, I make a neder that I will not eat it? You say that you're making a neder, not a shvua, but you discuss the gavra. You're not discussing the chefza. You discuss the gavra. You don't say, I'm making an issa neder on this food. I'm making this food asa b'neder. You say, no, I'm making a neder on myself that I will not eat the food. Well, let's say the other way. You make a shvua b'losha neder. You say the word shvua, but instead of saying a shvua that I will eat this or I will not eat this, you say, this chayvet should have it, it should be chal, this chayvet's an issa shvua. So the Ran and the Darim brings down Kamer Yishayinim, the Rach and the Rimagash and the Rajma, and they hold that it's mutter, that there's no isser if you make a neder b'loshin shvu, it's nachal, and you make a shvu b'loshin neder, it's nachal. If you make a neder on the gavra, it's nachal. Neder has to be on the chefsa. You make a shvu on the chefsa, it's nachal. The shvu has to be on the gavra. And it brings the Ramban that holds it is chal, and it's chal also yad. In other words, if you say, a neder, I won't eat this, so the pshat is that alone is not a complete lashon neder because you never said the chayfetz is aser. But since you said that it's a neder and you said you won't eat it, so we continue your words as the din of yadais nedarim. It's the din of a yad. Yad means if you say a miksas lashon, you say part of the lashon but you didn't finish it. So the halacha is that it gets finished for you. So therefore, when you say kainim shalai eichel, we finish the words by saying, and the kainim should be chal on the chayfetz. Well, if you say that a shvua should be chal, is a shvua should be chal in the chayvitz, we finish the words by saying that the gavra won't eat it, and that's why it's chal. That's the machalik shashayim the Ram brings. So Rabbi Kivega says, Avirai, this Gemara says that there's such a thing that shvua sha'eichel could mean a shvua that I won't eat. And even though for that you need misarvim by lechel, because Teretz says, because it's easier to touch the words, shvua sha'eichel meaning that we're talking about the gavra and saying a shvua that I will eat. But if by misarvim by lechel, where there we touch the words shvua sha'eichel, meaning it should be chal and isser shvua on what I eat, so we say it's chal. So you see clearly that even though you said the shvua and the chefza, it's chal, and even though this is only a bias pshat, maybe Rav Ashi argues, but that's all because of the mashmoyis haloshin and shvua sha'eichel. We're going to touch, and it doesn't mean that; it means shvua that I will eat. But if he says clearly that it should be an issur shvua on this food, so now we don't find the machlekes about it. L'chayim, we see mefurish from the havman of the Gemara, and from Abayis Teres, from Misarvim Be'lechel, that it's shayach to say a loshin shvua on the chefs, and it'll be chal the shvua. L'chayim, mefurish arayit to the shittus rishayim, that a shvua b'loshin neder is chal. He doesn't say any yishuv, how the other rishayim learn. But the Sefer Teres Shmuel, from Ramotcha Rosenbaum from Lakewood, he points out that Rabbeinu Chananel, which was first printed after Rabbi Kivega's time, he says a different pshat in why shvua sha'eichelach would mean a shvua that I won't eat. His lashon is shvua im eichelach, a shvua if I eat from you. In other words, the chayyad pshat is, I should violate a shvua if I eat from you. In other words, we're not talking about the chefza. Rashi learns this on the chefza. Shvua sha'eichelach means be'issa shvua yehei ma sha'eichel mishalach. But the Rabbeinu Chananel keeps it on the gavra. Shvua sha'eichelach means I should be a violation of a shvua if I eat from you. So Ibazai, it won't be a riot. And the Rach is very good l'shitasa because the Ram brings the Rach as one of the Rishayim that shvua b'lashon neder doesn't work. So what's pshat in this gemara? Shvua sha'eichelach could mean that I won't eat. Not that it's talking about the chevsa making an issa shvua on what I eat, but to met the gavrin saying, I should violate the shvua if I eat. And the Teresh Shmuel points out correctly also that the Rabbeinu Chananel says that the raya, when the Gemara says, lememra, the shvua, lememra, the she'eichel, the achilna mashma, Rabbeinu Chananel says, where do we see in the Mishnah the eichel, the she'achilna mashma? So Rabbeinu Chananel says, the reason why we see it is because the Mishnah says, shvua shalai eichel v'achal kol shu chayiv. Since the Mishnah says shvua shaloi oichel va'achal kol shehu is chayiv, but the Gemara wasn't talking about the shvua shaloi oichel. The Gemara was talking about the shvua sha'eichel. So why did Rabbeinu Chananel say the shvua shaloi oichel is the raya? So Teretz is like this: according to Rashi, that the reason why shvua sha'eichelach could mean I don't eat, meaning that it should be chal and this is shvua sha'eichelach. So shvua shaloi oichelach also means that I won't eat. There's no way you could construe shvua shaloi oichelach to mean that I will eat. The only possibility you can have is that shvua sha'eichelach means that I won't eat, because an issur shvua shemichal on eichelach. But shvua shaloi eichelach would also zicha mean that I won't eat? The way Rashi teaches shvur she'eichelach, meaning that a issa shvur should be chal on the chevsa, there's no way to do that by shvur she'eichelach to make it mean that I will eat. So the raya of the Mishnah is, since there are two cases, she'eichel and she'eichel, and she'eichel certainly means that I won't eat, so obviously she'eichel means that I will eat. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel that we're discussing the Gavra, and shvur she'eichelach means shvur im eichelach, which means I'm going to violate a shvur if I eat from you. So that same thing would apply to shvur she'lo eichelach, and that also can mean I will violate a shvur if I don't eat from you, meaning that I'm a chayiv to eat from you. That could be reversed. So the raya from the Mishnah, it's not that way, because she'eichel and she'lo eichel maybe means, she'eichel means I'm violating the shvur if I eat, and she'lo eichel means I want to violate the shvur if I don't eat. The Teretz says, since the Mishnah says shvur she'lo eichel, v'achal kol shvur chayiv, Vayis says that shvur she'lo eichel means a shvur that I won't eat. Not that I violate the shvur if I won't eat, but fakert, I'm being mekayim the shvur if I don't eat, because if I do eat, I'm violating the shvur, and automatically then shvur she'eichel would have to mean the opposite, a shvur that I will eat. But that's also like the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. But al kobanim, lefi Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat, there's no ray you could say a shvur in the chefsa. Rabbeinu Chananel teaches the Gemara that you're saying the shvur in the gavra, shvur im eichelach. Now let's go through the two terutzim, Abaye and Rav Ashi. Abaye says that really shvur she'eichelach means I will eat, and the only case that it means he won't eat is if he consistently insisted that he's not going to eat, and then he made a shvur she'eichelach, which was a steer to everything he was going to say till now. So then we tie shvur she'eichelach in an unusual way and say that he means to say that he won't eat, like Rashi, that there's an issur shvur she'eichelach on the achila. And like Rabbeinu Chananel, I should be in violation of a shvur if I eat. So the Rishonim point out that here Abaye is mashma, that unless you have the positive proof that he means that he won't eat, by the fact that he was masarvah by lechel and he kept on saying that he won't eat, otherwise you're going to tight shine min astam, the shvur she'eichel means he will eat. And the Gemara Nedarim is not mashma that way. The Gemara Nedarim means that shvur she'eichel, we don't know what it means, and it depends. If he keeps saying that he will eat, and then he says shvur she'eichel, then it's a shvur that he will eat. And if he keeps saying he won't eat, and then he says shvur she'eichel, that means a shvur that he won't eat. But min hastam, we don't know what it is. But the Ran has a pshat that even the Gemara Nedarim meant that avadim min hastam, shvur she'eichel means he will eat. You need the eichacha to say that he won't eat. Now the Gemara Nedarim is mavur that the reason why Rav Ashi didn't say Abaye's pshat, the reason why Rav Ashi said the pshat shvur she'eichel, he's Magia the Mishnah, which is unusual, is because Rav Ashi didn't hold that way. Rav Ashi held it didn't matter if Masarva Melechel or not. Anytime you say Shur Shalechel, you mean you will eat. Anytime you say Shur Shalechel, you mean you won't eat, period. It doesn't make a difference by Masarva Melechel. So Kumdes is a Machlekes La'alacha between Abaye and Rav Ashi. If, let's say, someone's Masarva Melechel, they keep asking him to eat, he keeps saying he won't eat, and then he says Shur Shalechel, according to Abaye, that means a shur shalayachal. According to Rav Ashi, it doesn't. That means a shur that he will eat. And the Rambam paskins like Abaye. That's the psak halacha of the Rambam. The Rishonim say the reason why he passed like Abaye against Rav Ashi, even though normally the halacha is like Rav Ashi, is because the Stam Mishnah says like Abaye, you have to magia the Mishnah for Rav Ashi, so that's what gives you a right to paskin like Abaye. But the Rosh in the Nedarim and the Ramban in the Nedarim, they paskin like Rav Ashi, that only shvur she'eichel means that he won't eat, but shvur she'eichel means he will eat even by Masarv and by Lechel. Both days are brought in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish, Lamed Zayin. Now, like we mentioned, the Gemara says about Rav Ashi, what's the chiddush that shvur she'eichel means that he won't eat? So the Gemara says the chiddush is, we would think lishna deskilele. He was nichshal in his words. He was really trying to say shvur she'eichel, but somehow he stuttered and it came out she'eichel. Kamashmon, you don't say that. So Taisus asks the Kashiv in a Shaili Maya Bedaita. Why don't you just ask him what his das was? If he says that he meant to say that Shvur She'eichel and it was Lishna Deskila, so we believe him. And then he can't have a Shvur that he isn't going to eat because his intention was to make a Shvur that he will eat. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara which says that we're going to assume that it means Shvur She'eichel is assuming that it means he won't eat? And we're not chayshish lishna deskila, why don't we just ask him? So Taisa says two truths, which seem to be a bit of a deichik. One teretz says that he had no specific das. His das was to whatever this lashon means, that's what he wants. It's not like he specifically meant to make a shvua to eat or a shvua not to eat. He wanted a shvua, and he wanted the shvua to be whatever comes out of his mouth. Or Taisha says he forgot what he meant. He forgot what he was trying to make a shvua to eat or not to eat. Both of these tirutzim sound a bit dachuk, that a person shouldn't care whether the shvua means to eat or not to eat. He means he just wants a shvua, whatever his words mean, or that he should forget if he was planning on making a shvua to eat or not to eat. The Pirush HaRosh in Nedarim and the Ritva, also at the end of in Nedarim also, they say that he's not believed. He won't be believed, even if he says the shvua was she'eichel and it was just l'shayne iskalei. But we don't believe him. The Ritva throws in that if he's a tzurva merabana, we'd believe him. But I'm aretz, we don't believe. The Achrayim, the Tarius Chaim here, and the Bach at the end of Simon Reish Lamed Zayin is bothered because we do find a lot of cases in the Darim where you do believe him. L'mashal, the Mishnah says if someone planned on making a neder against Pas Chitim, that he doesn't want to eat Pas Chitim, and he accidentally said Pas Sa'irim, so the neder is not chal at all. He's mutter in both Pas Chitim and Pas Sa'irim. He's mutter in Pas Chitim because he never said Pas Chitim, and he's mutter in Pas Sa'irim because you need Pivoli by Shavim. He never meant to say Pas Sa'irim. He never meant to say Pas Sa'irim. He meant to say Pas Chitim. So he can't become Asa and Pas Sa'irim if that wasn't his Kavanah to ask himself. You need Pivoli by Shavim. That sounds like he's Neman. There's also a Rambam that says if somebody says a Shvur that I won't go out, and then when he goes out and they want to give him Malkus, he says, No, I really want to say a shvua that I won't eat. I said the wrong words. And the Rambam says he's believed. So that's a kasha, that other places you find that someone is believed to say that he said the wrong words. Why over here would he not be believed to say that it was lishnei iskilei? What's the pshat in the Pirush HaRosh and the Ritva and the Darim? I saw in the Teretz Shmuel, he brings a Teretz from the Achrayim, but there's a difference if he said the wrong words or if he got slipped up on a word. Like, I don't understand any svar l'chalik. The Bach is also marich about the kasha. He says in a kimta why he you're not believed. Then kamakum l'harich, just bringing out this nakuda that the Ritva and the Rosh says that you're not believed. It's a shalik because other places you find you are believed. Now there's an interesting bir halacha. It's in Simon Reish Samaches. It's in the discussion. What happens? The halacha is if someone started saying the weekday Shmonesrei, he said atachaynein. And then he realized it was Shabbos. So the halach is he has to finish the bracha. He has to finish the bracha of Atachainen that he said. Because once you started the weekday Shemoneh, you have to finish the bracha. That's the halach. Now what if he said the word Ata? So the Shulchan Aruch says it depends. If he said the word Ata, because he was planning on saying Atachainen, and after he said the word Ata, he says, oh, 1 second, it's Shabbos now. And now he decides he's going to say the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, so he has to finish the bracha. That's cool, he started the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. But if he said the word Ata, he knew it was Shabbos, but somehow he started saying the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, even though he knew it was Shabbos, and he said Ata, and then right away he says, no, I know it's Shabbos, I should be saying the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. So then the Ata is not considered the start of the bracha, even if it's Shachris, because since some of the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei start with the word Ata, Ata Kidashta, or Ata Echad, so then, Ata would not be considered like he started the Shemoneh Esrei because he wasn't intending to say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. He knew it was Shabbos, and somehow the word Ata slipped out. So the Bialacha asked the question, but it sounds like from there that if he says Ata Chonein, even though he knew it was Shabbos, and the words Ata Chonein slipped out, but it's still considered that he started the Shemoneh Esrei. It's only, you need two things. You need, first of all, that his Kavanah wasn't to say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. He thought he knew it was Shabbos. Kind of the word slipped out. And second of all, the word itself is not necessarily weekday. Because the word could be part of a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. But it sounds like that the Shulchan Aruch says clearly. Even if he just said the word Atta, but the Kavanah was to say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, that's cool, he started the weekday Shemoneh Esrei and has to finish the bracha. And the other way also, even if his Kavanah was not to say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, it just slipped out. But if what slipped out was Atta Chonein, then that's also called the start of the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So the Bialacha asks a question from Agamara. Agamara is mavur that Lishna deskilalei is not considered a dibur. That was the Havamina. But Lishna deskilalei is not considered a dibur I mean, the Havmin it was that we say it was Lishan Deskile, and then if it was Lishan Deskile, then it wouldn't be considered like he said Shvua Shi Eichel, because he didn't say it Bekavana. So Rabbi Halacha says two chilukim. Rabbi Halacha says, first of all, Nedarim could be different. Nedarim means Pivoli by Shavim. Nedarim, it's not considered a neder unless you intended to make the neder. That's a different thing. Mashaykin Lagabi Davening Shemana Esrei, as long as you started the weekday Shemana Esrei, even though it was out Kavana, that's called that you started the weekday Shemana Esrei. By Nedarim, you need Kavana, Pivoli by Shavim. Lagabi Shemana Esrei, the fact that you started the weekday Shemana Esrei, you said it, even though it was an out Kavana, that's considered saying it. But then he says another difference, an interesting difference, that there, even though we're saying the words Atachonin slipped out, but they slipped out because you wanted to say them. Now, you wanted to say them because you're busy thinking, you're just saying it by rote, you know you're supposed to be saying the Shabbat Shemana Esrei, but before you have a chance to stop your mouth from saying the weekday Shemana Esrei by rote, you already said Atachonin. But it's not like the words that came out were not the words that you were intending to say. It's just that you intended to say them without Kavana. Masha'en Kain, over here, if he indeed was trying to say Shur Sha'eichel, the whole word She'i, he didn't intend to say it altogether. It's not like you said a word, but you said the wrong word by accident. It's the word came out by accident. You didn't plan on saying it altogether. You stuttered, and it came out a different word. One is a case where the mouth was following the instructions of the brain, but the brain was giving the wrong instructions, not the instructions it intended to give. Like you said, Atachonein, that's what the brain instructed the mouth, but the brain really wasn't intending to give these instructions. It gave them because it was going too quick. But the other one is when the brain didn't give these instructions at all. Shur Shei Eichel, the brain was saying to the mouth to say Shur Shei Eichel, and just somehow the tongue slipped, and he said She'i without any instructions from the brain. That is not called a Dibur altogether. So you do see the Bi'a Loch is making a chilek between when you said the wrong word, Shaloi B'Kavana, but those are the words that you intended to say, it was the wrong words, or you weren't intending to say these words either, they just came out of your mouth because of a slip of the tongue. But I don't know why that chilek should be a mechalek, why in one case you'd be Neman, in one case you're not Neman. Why in the case of Paschitim and you said Pasayrim, you'd be Neman, and why by the case of Shur Shai Eichel and you meant to say Shur Shai Eichel, you wouldn't be Neman. But the Bi'alach has these Tirutzim, it could come in Afkaminis La'alacha. The first Teretz is not making any chilek between what the mistake in the words was, whether it was a mistake, you didn't mean to say this, or Bechlal, a different sound came out than the sound you were trying to make. The Eke Chilek is by Nedarim, you need Pivoli by Shavin. And the second Teretz is making that chilek, that when you didn't mean to say it, it's still considered that you say it, but if the wrong word came out, that would be considered that you didn't say it altogether, even not by Nedarim. And now let's see the Sugya Vayta. The Gemara starts, Tana Rabbana Mifta Shvua. Mifta, when a person says the word Mifta, it means a Shvua. Issa Shvua, Issa Mata Oimir, Issa Shvua Chayiv Amlav Pater. Very unclear what the words of the Braisa mean, that an Issa is an Issa. Isser is a shua, and then a mata'im, Isser shua chayvam lafata. What does it mean? Gemara is two pshatim, Abayin's pshat and Rav's pshat. Abayin says that mifta is an actual shua, and Isser is a lashon of atfasa b'shua. See, it's a machlokes Rashi in the Rishonim, pshat in the Sugi, a few different things. One is that Rashi says that when you say Isser kikar ze'alai, what you're doing is you're saying the same thing as if you're being matfasit b'shua. That is the same halacha as being matfis b'shua as saying zeh kezeh. When you have something asa b'shua and you say zeh kezeh, that's hatfasid. You're trying to get the iser shua from one chayfetz to another chayfetz. When you say iser kikar zeh alai, it's like you made a shua on one kikar and you said zeh kezeh. That's what it means, iser is matfis b'shua. And then iser, the iser of iser is, if you're going to say matfis b'shua is kameitz shua yipiv dami, then you'll be chayiv, because that has the same din of atvasa, and if you say lav kameitz shua pivdami, then you'll be potter. That's what Rashi learns. So Shainim have various problems with this pshat, and I won't be ma'arich about all of them. Just one nakuda that the Ran is bothered, that Rashi says like this. As Shainim are bothered with this thing, if you're saying iser means mitvis b'shua, and then the Gemara is a shayla if mitvis b'shua is kameitz shua pivdami or not. That's good for the Braisa's suffix. So, if mitvis b'shua is kameitz shua pivdami, then mitvis and iser would be chayiv, and if not, both when you matfis and you say zeh kezeh, and when you say iser, it would be pater. So the Shaul is, what's it sad that it's pater? So kum deis is no such thing as a tfasa. So what does the pasuk mean when it says lesser iser? If you're saying mivta means shvua, and when it says iser ve'eserel, lesser iser al nafsho, that means mitvis b'shvua. So how could you say that mitvis b'shvua is not k'maisa b'shvua b'vdami? So there's no such thing as a tfasa. So vayta, what does the pasuk mean when it says iser? So l'chayin the Teretz says, and Rashi b'avarin says, that the Gemara's suffix about a tfasa was if a tfasa is chayiv karbin or not. If it's chayiv karbin or malchus or not. But an iser will be there by a tfasa either way. Now that's what the Ran asks, but what does it mean? If the pasuk when it says Issa means that tfasa, so that means that the din of lo yachal is going on Issa also, so it's going on tfasa also. How could you say that Issa means that tfasa, but still it wouldn't be chayiv malchus, it wouldn't be chayiv karbon? If Issa means that tfasa, so then the parish of the Torah that says Issa means that you have this type of shua, so it's the parish in the parish of lo yachal, why shouldn't you get malchus? As I affect the Ran. So I just want to talk about the answer to that kasha l'shitas Rashi. The Rashi seems to hold that there's two tzadim on atfasa. Is it sad that atfasa is kishkemaitzi shvui pivdami nichayiv karben amalkis? And the other tzad, according to Abaye, is that atfasa is not kemaitzi shvui pivdami, and you're not chayiv karben amalkis, but still it would be aser. And lechayir nisa deraisa, because that's what the pasuk, that's what the word isa means. So the shayla is, what exactly is pshat in that? What is this isa which wouldn't be chayiv karben amalkis? The Ran is bothered by that. Now the emes is, in Lamaskanas Sugya, and we're gonna talk about this soon in the Shir Barichas, Lamaskanas Sugya, we paskin that midvis b'shulav k'meitz yishuvi pivdami. That's what Rava holds, and we always passing like Rava. And we'll discuss soon about neder. That's a big shayl in the Rishayim, neder, or even shvua. Sometimes maybe atfasa might work by shvua. But l'chay, the pashas of that Maskanas Sugya is that by shvua, Atfasa does not work by Shua. Atfasa b'Shua lav k'maitzi m'Shua pivdami. That is a machlekes Yishayim, the Rimagash and the Rambam, they hold that even though it's lav k'maitzi m'Shua pivdami, it means it's part of Malchus and you're part of a Karim, but there still is an Isser. And the Ran and the Ramban, I mean the Rif and the Ramban, they all know that since it's lav k'maitzi m'Shua pivdami, so it's mutter, it's hetig omer. These are the 2 days in the Rishayim Lamaskana about Atfasa B'Shvua. Now, the Ran in the Dorim, Daf Yadal, he says about the Das of the Rim, the Gash, and the Rambam, he says, Eina Mechuvah, why should it be Asur? And here in Shuas, he says, yes, the Pshat, which we're going to speak about, that could be sometimes, he holds, that could be sometimes that Atfasa B'Shvua would work. It depends. If you're being Matfis, the Chayfetz on the Chayfetz, so there, the Atfasa B'Shvua won't work, like we're going to discuss, because that's, because the shvua is not chal on the chayfetz. So if you say zeh kezeh, since there's no issa chavtza of the shvua is not chal on the chayfetz, so mei latfasa of a chayfetz, zeh kezeh, wouldn't work by shvuas. Mashek in the gavra, if let's say someone makes a shvua shloyechel ki kezeh, and you say that ani kameicha, that I'm being matvis on the gavra, since the issa is chal on the gavra, so maybe this shayach atfasa in shvua when you're matvis on the gavra. We'll speak about this. But if that, the Ran says at the end of Shua, so maybe if a tfas of Gavra is also in the Raisa by Shua and Schaiv Karbin and Malkus, so maybe a tfas of the Chefs is Zek is there, when you make a tfas of the Lechem to the Yayin, so that would be also in the Rabbanan, Xayr of a tfas of Gavra. But the Rambam clearly holds that both a tfas of Gavra and a tfas of Chefs are not committing Shua Bibdam, they're both Pater. And still the Rambam says it's an Isser. And Smashmitz and Isser deraisa. And not Mashmitz and Isser derabbanan. So the Shaul is, what's the Pshat in the Rambam and the Rimagash? Now it's a little different than Rashi. Rashi is saying it in Abaya. And Abaya, Rashi is saying it in one side of the Brice in Abaya. Abaya is saying that is the Atfasa Beshua. That's what the Brice is saying. Isser means Mitvitz Beshua. Such a thing called Atfasa. But the Brice is two tzadim. Is the Atfasa worked in Mechayev Karbin and Malkus, Kameis Yishum and Pivdami? Or is it tfas only for Issa, not for Karban and Malchus? But he's saying it in a vein. Rava could be in Rashi. You can learn that a tfas of Bechlal doesn't work. There's no such thing as a tfas altogether by Shvua or by Nedarim, like we're going to see later. And the Rambam is saying it in Rava. The Rambam is saying it in Rava that says that the tfas of Shvua is lav k'meis Yishuv in Pivdami, but still there's an Issa. But Al Kapanim, L'chay, you could say the same svar for both. In the Chayesh ben Sugi, it's different. But the lamdas could be the same lamdas. But what is the pshat daka? What's the pshat in the Rambam and Rimagash that holds that there is an isser and this is the Raisa al Kapanim. This is the Raisa Mistama about a Tfasa, but there's no Malkus in carbon. Vunemsech the Yisif. There's no Layachal in that. So where's this Yisif? So the Stibla, the Simon Aleph in the Dorim, he talks about this Barichas. He wants to say, the Ramah Musa holds another thing. There's a whole Shmuz in the Rishayim if a Shvua needs a shame. If you can have a Shvua without the shame Hashem, the Rambam is from the Rishayim, like Rav Rishayim, a Shvua needs a shame. But he also says there's an Isser without saying Hashem's name, there's still an Isser. So the Stibla wants to teach the Machlokes of Abaye and Rav is Kameitzi Shvua Mipiv Dami. Abaye holds when you say a Tfasa, that means you said the entire Shvua. So Melo, you don't have a chesaron that you didn't say a shame. You said an entire shvua. Matvis v'shua is kamaitzi shvua b'vdami. That's exeris the cause of skill. You said an entire shvua. Hashem and Rava holds that matvis v'shua is not kamaitzi shvua b'vdami. But still, you have a shvua without a shame. You have the issue of the shvua, but you didn't say the shvua. So al kapanim, it's not going to be better than a shvua without a shame, which has an issue, but it doesn't have a chiyuv. But what's takab shan in that also? Where does this issurim come from? So the Rambam, he brings another dogma lizet. Let's say you go and say about Yena, I'm making a shvua that you won't eat it. You won't eat something. Right? So the Rambam, you can make a shvua that I won't eat something. But Reuven goes to Shimon and makes a shvua, I'm making a shvua that Shimon won't eat something. Not Mechayev Shimon at all. But the Rambam says, if the thing belongs to Reuven, and he makes a shvua that Shimon won't eat it, even though Avada Shimon's not Ovil Bal Yachal if he eats it, he never made the shvua. He's not over any Surah Shua if he eats it. He doesn't have to bring a carbon if he eats it. But he has an Isser. If it's his thing, he has an Isser. And if I made a Dorim also, the Rambam holds that there's such a thing we have all over Shas, that someone can make an Isser Neder on his Chayfetz to ask for somebody else to eat it. The Rambam holds that the one who's Asser, if Reuven says, Kainim Davazah on Shimon, and Shimon eats it, it's Asser for him to eat it, but he's not over Bal Yachal. Because it's not Dvarai, he never made this Isser. So what's Pshat in these Yisurim? Zog the Stipler, and he says, Ar Sameach, Lagabi, the thing of making a Shvua on your Chayfetz, Ar Sameach brings a Makar to the Rambam from the Yishalmi. He says, the Ramban had a different Girs in the Yishalmi, but our Girs in the Yishalmi stayed with the Rambam. That you can make an Issa Shvua on your Chayfetz to ask it for someone else. But that's someone else, not Evel Yachal. So we have all these examples. We have the example of a Shvua without a shame. We have an example if you make a shvua to ask your chayfetz on someone, and we have an example if you make a neder to ask your chayfetz on someone. All these cases are, he's going to be awesome mitzad the shvua of the neder, but he's not going to be ever bal yachal. So zog this disciple of Isis, that's exeris akasiv. You could shaf isurim, lesser isur. You could shaf an isur neder, you could shaf an isur shvua. Bal yachal is a different shmuz. Maybe for shvua you need a shame, lesser shav v'shmil ha-shekel, lesser shame ha-shem alakechel ha-shav. To be over Malkus could be for carbon, you need a shame, but a chalais issa you could chaff. Legabe layachal, you have to be the one to say it. If you ask your chayfetz on Yena, he's not going to be over layachal, but it could be a chalais issa. Shver to be magder, what's the issa deraisa if there's no lav klor that says that it's aser? But that does state that in the Torah it says there's such a thing called the chalais issa, lesser issa. But it's not a real shvua. It's not kameitzi shvua in bivdami. And in male, there's no malchus, there's no carbon. There is a chalais iser. That's when the disciple learns up the Rambam and the Rimagash lemaskana that Rava says that a matvis shvua lav kameitzi shvua in bivdami. Good. It's not kameitzi shvua in bivdami. You're not going to be over alive. You're not going to get a carbon. Oh, my chalais iser is there, and that's mstam b'shad and Rashi also. That when Abaye says that iser is mitvis b'shvua. That means in the Torah it says that you can make atfasa, you can matvis the issa shvua from one chayfetz to another chayfetz. But now there's a shayla. Is that mamish like you made a shvua kameitzi shvua bivdami, and then you'd be chayiv malchus and carbon, or is it not kameitzi shvua bivdami, and then it'll be a chalais issa without malchus and carbon? But that's the musig of a chalais issa without malchus and carbon. That's the shtickel from the stipler. Now the Gemara now is a shakli v'tayi about a braisa. The Gemara brings a mesei from a braisa. And how to understand what the teretz of the Gemara from the Braisa says, big nafkaminis la'alacha and the whole din and dinam of Atvasa, the different shittas in the Rishonim, and we'll try to explain. The Braisa said, the Gemara says, Meisvei, Ezu Isser Amar B'Torah, Ha'imei Re'elai Shleichel Basu Shesh Te'yayin, if someone says, I'm a kabbal not to eat meat, not to drink wine, Ki'ayim Shemes Be'aviv, like the day of his Yartzeit, Ki'ayim Shemes Be'Ploini, Ki'ayim Shenerik Be'Gedal Yiben Achikam, Ki'ayim Shor Yishlai Mechubana, is Asr. He already had a neder on those days. On the day Shemes B'Yov, Mes B'Rabbi, the day that was Nerek B'Gdali Ben Achikam, the day of Tisha B'Av, he was not the Rabbama Eisayim. So the Gemara first, the Girsa was Eisu Isser Amma B'Tera, and Isser, according to Abaye, means Hatfasa B'Shvua. And the Gemara says, B'Shlam El Abaye, mean the Mavis B'Ned Ned, the Mavis B'Shvua Shvua. So it tells you Hatfasa, and we learn that Nedarim B'Shvua is just like Hatfasa works B'Shvua, Hatfasa works B'Nedarim. El Rav Kasha, according to Rav, Rav holds that Isser is not Hatfasa, and here the Brisa says Isser is Hatfasa. So Gemara says, "Amalach Rava Tritzvei Ma'achi Eze Isin Nender Amu B'Teira Ha'aymer Reilein Shleich Abasu Shesh Tiyayim Kerem Shemes Piyav V'Kerem Shneg B'Pleini V'Chuli." By Tama Amakor Ishki the Nender Hashem at Shiyidur B'Davar Anoder. So the three Mahalchem and the Rishayim, what the Gemara means by Ezu Isin Nender Amu B'Teira? What's the Gemara? What's the Kavan of the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara starts Eze Isin Amu B'Teira. And the Gemara just changes the Brisa, Eze Isin Neder Amu B'Teira. What went on? What was the Kasha? What was the Teretz? So Rashi says, if we're saying Eze Isser Amu B'Teira, Isser, according to Abaye, means Hatfasa. So the Brisa is trying to explain what the word Isser in the Torah means, the word Isser, lesser Isser. And the Brisa seems to be explaining, like Abaye, Hatfasa. So you see, there's a concept of Hatfasa. And even though the Brisa is talking about Nedarim, and Rav was talking about Shuas, but the Pshat is, he learned that from Shuas to Nedarim. So we're talking about the concept of Atvasa, and Memela is a Ryan, is a Musik of Atvasa. The Gemara's Teretz says, no, we're not discussing Atvasa. Atvasa means when you don't say the Lashon Neder altogether, you just say Avei Zeh Kazeh, and that's Atvasa, and that doesn't work according to Rava, not by Neder and not by Shvua. But what is the Braisa talking about? You said the Lashon Neder. You said Avei Elai Shleichel Basa, you said the Lashon Neder. You didn't just say Avei Yoyim Zeh Kiyoyim Shemes Be'Ovet, but you said the Lashon, you said the Isser of Basa V'Yayin. Navas, you also said Kiyam Shemes Bayaviv. So that's not Atvasa. And as if you say Kainim Basa Zelai, and then you say Kainim, then you say Hare Yain Zer Kabasa Zer, that's Atvasa. But if you say Hare Yain Asur Kabasa Zer, that's not Atvasa. That's Ikeneder. The Rashi says Eloshin Vashminan She'ena Chayi Beneder Elam Kepeshu V'Achakach Tole B'Davar Nidar Olav. So the Pashas Mashmais of Rashi would mean is that every neder you would need to do two things. You'd have to say it's Asr, and you'd also have to be titled in something else. But that's not Atfasa, because you said it was Asr. Atfasa means you Bechlal didn't say it was Asr. That's not a Lashon Neder Bechlal. You have to come on to a Chiddush of Atfasa, and Rava doesn't hold of Atfasa. But the Pshat is, even though you said Davar said Asr, you also have to be titled in something else. So the Shayna bring down that there were those who asked on Rashi, how could every neder be titled in a Davar another? So had the first neder ever come out? If you're going to say that a neder is only Asr when you said Davar Zeh Asr and you're toiling in a Davar another, so had the first neder ever come into existence? So the Shainim say that's not Shver, because you could be toiling in Hektish. It doesn't have to be toiling necessarily in a Davar another. The Gemara's Mavur in the Darim, you could be toiling in Hektish. And Karbanis, Kainim, a Karban. You don't have to make an Isser in a neder. You can make an Isser in Hektish, in a Karban. And carbon, Yizikah don't have to be tailing anything else. You say, Ereza carbon, Ereza Ayla, and Avad it's Kaddish. So that's not a problem. But the Rishayim here, the Ramban, the Ran, the Ridva, they all say that Avad Rashi doesn't mean a Kipshutai. Avad, if you say Dov is an Asur Alai, Avad that's an Eder. You don't have to be tailed in a Dover. Rashi just means that when you tail it in a Dover, that Dover has to be a Dover another. If you tail it in a Dover Asur, that doesn't work. There's all Sugi Nedarim about this. Sugi Nedarim Daf Yadalad. When you say Ke Imrak, this is the Gemara Nedarim Daf Yunim and Beis, the Mishnah says, you say Ke Imrak, Ke Dirim, Ke Eitzim, Ke Ishim, like a sheep, like a deer, like the wood, like the fire. This all means the Karbanis, the Karban Tamid, the fire on the Mizbeach, Ke Hechel, Ke Yushalayim, all these things is an Eder, because these things are called the Davar Hanader. And then, in the beginning of the second paragraph, in the Afigim Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, if you say, Kabasa Chazir, Kavedis Kechavim, Kenevelis, Ketrefis, Vechuli, that's Mutter. Because those things are not a Dover another. And the Gemara dashes it from the Pasuk, Ish, Kiyinda, and Adel Hashem, Achiyinda, but Dover another. So the Shayinim are learning up in Rashi, that if you say, Stam Dover Zeh Asur, Layavad, it's Asur. But when you say, Dover Zeh Asur, if you say, Asur Ke, a Dover another, or like Hektish, so then a Kedusha is passed, something which you shaft the Isser. So then it's called the Neder. Mashengen, if you say a Davar Asr, you're not no debar by siyam is a davar aser. So then it's not chal the iser. Now some mishainim say a mahalach because the pshat is that you have to make a davar another meaning. It has to be something which you assert, which a person assert. Mashenke is something which was aser in a teira. You can't make something into an iser teira. And the Ritvaya says in Nusach a little differently, that he says that a neder is an Issa Cheftza, and Issue Teir are an Issa Gavra, Bechidish. Nevelis, Trefus, Chazir, these things are called an Issa Gavra, the Ritva says. That's not called an Issa Cheftza. You need the neder, you make an Issa Cheftza, you have to be Matvis a neder, you have to be tell the neder in Issa Cheftza. If you tell the neder in Issa Gavra, you're not trying to make an Issa Gavra, you're trying to make an Issa Cheftza. It's really Tan of Issel Hezba. Reb Shimon Shkab speaks about it in the first simon he has in the Darim. What's the pshat that Isur Eteira and Issa Gavra? There's no Chalais Issa and Isur Eteira. It's not that the Chazir is Asir. The Chazir is not a Chefsa the Isur Achetichas Issa. Avadin is. Avadin Avail and Treif is the Issa. The Achetichas Issa, the Ashtik Treif. Avadin is the Chefsa is Asir. He's marich about it. I'll say one word that he says. Gishmak avert. That Issa Nedda, like we're going to see a little bit more in this year, Issa Nedda is like a vart of Kedusha. It's a vart that's like Cain, like giving Makdash to Hashem. That's an Issa Chefsa that the Pshat is, that the Issa is because you're chepping with the Chefsa. You're not allowed, this Chefsa becomes Asabana to you, Asabachila to you. It's like Hektish. You're not allowed to rear on the Chefsa. You're not allowed to be Mechal, this Chefsa of the Nedder. Mashegin Issa Terah. There's nothing wrong with chapping with the Chazir. It doesn't stare anyone that you're chapping. That's not what the Torah wanted, that the Chazir is Epesha Kedusha, that you can't chap with the Chazir. Forget. You can't put the Chazir in your body because the Chazir is giving metame you. That's the Issa Gavra. It's because of the Gavra. It's not because of the Chefsa. Issa Chefsa means a Kedusha that you can't get to the Chefsa. You can't chap with the Chefsa. Issa Gavra is a pshat. That mitzad the chefsa, mitzad the chazan, the veils of treifus, there's nothing wrong with touching them. There's nothing wrong with being pegay in them. The problem is that the gavra is going to become tummy. The gavra is going to get a timtum. That's the problem. The kedusha of the yid doesn't allow the macholim tmeim to go inside. Al kapanim, that's what the Ritva says. Vivalt nedarim is an issa chefsa. You have to be tailed with an issa chefsa, the yisuri tari nissa gavra. But this is the first mahalach in the sugya that Rashi holds it is no atvasa, not by neder, not by shvur. The Havman learned that the Braisa is the Isser, meaning the pasuk of lesser Isser, and the Havman held that the Braisa was teaching you the din of atvasa. Harei Elayish Leichel Basa Sheshayin Kiyem Shemes Berov was talking about atvasa, and telling you that when the Torah says Isser, it means atvasa, and that's Mamash Abaya, and that's why atvasa works by shvur, atvasa works by nedarim. No, we're not discussing atvasa klal l'chal. Atvasa means when you don't say out the iser b'peh, you just say zeh k'zeh, and that doesn't work l'fi rava. Matvis b'neder and matvis b'shu is lav k'meis yishu and bivdami. Now the Braisa means like this. Ezu iser means what is the way, how do you make a neder? That you say out the iser, you have to say dov is a asurai, and it's just not a neder, atvasa doesn't work. And you have to be toiled in a dov or another. Pasha Taisha say you need both. But the Rishayim say no. When you're being toilet, the tliya has to be bedover another. But atvasa doesn't work altogether according to Rava. That's Rashi's mahalach. But the Rif says no. The Rif says that only matvis b'shvua doesn't work. But matvis b'nedda works. Matvis b'shvua doesn't work, but matvis b'nedda works. So how do you learn up the shakla v'tari of the Gemara? The Gemara's kasha was from atvasa b'nedda. And the Gemara read ice. Me the matvis b'ned the ned the matvis b'shvur shvur, and that was the kasha. So how does the Gemara in the Teretz mechalik that matvis b'ned is a neder and matvis b'shvur is not a shvur? What's the pshat? So the Ramban reads ice like this: in the kasha, eze iser means again. What is the word iser in the Torah when the Torah says lesser iser kol derev ve'asareha? The word iser in the Torah, what does that mean? And the Teretz is atvasa. So obviously, if iser means atvasa, so then atvasa works b'shvur also. If atfasa is learned that from the word iser, so atfasa, that iser is said by neder and by shvur. Avada would work by shvur also. But that's not what the braisa means. The braisa means eza iser neder am betar, not the iser in the pasuk. What is an iser of neder? And the Ramban's nusach is, what's something which you didn't make a neder, but it still asers if you made a neder? Ezu davar she'asa k'neder ve'ein neder. That's his lashon. That's what it means. Ezu isa neder amar v'tayra. One is something which becomes asa, could get the iser of the neder. It could get the chalois iser from a neder without you making a neder. You know how that works? Hatfasa. And hatfasa works by nedarim. And hatfasa is exeris akasav. Like the Gemara says, ki yida neder, achi yida bedavar another. Ki yida neder teaches you hatfasa. And that's dafka by nedarim. By shvua, it says no such pasuk. And memela, hatfasa only works by neder, and it doesn't work by shvua. So again, the Havamina was Eze Isra Amatari means the word Isra that it says so many times in Parashat Nedarim. Lesser Isra, Kalam Derev, Vesarev, that Isra means Atfasa. And if that would be true, it's both Nether and Shvua. The Gemara says, no. Eze Isra Nether Amatari. What is a way that you can have an Isra of a Nether even though it's not a Nether? Teretz is Atfasa. And why does Atfasa work? Ki Yid a Nether. Achi Yid Abdavar another. That means it works by Nether and not by Shvua. So Shitas Rashi is it doesn't work by either. And the Braisa is not discussing Atfasa altogether. The Braisa is discussing when you set out the Isser and you tail it in another Dover, and then you need a Dover, another, not a Dover Asser. And Shitas Arif is not, the Braisa is talking about Atfasa. But it's not talking about the word Isser in the Pasuk, which that would mean that Atfasa would work by both Neder and Shvua. It's talking about an Isser, something which is Asser ben Neder, but it's not a Neder, which is Atfasa by Nedarim, which is Exeris Akasav Ki Yida Neder, Chi Yida Bedavar Anadar. But the Ran, here in Shvua, has a total third pshat. What's pshat in the Braisa? Like we said, there's a pshat in Rashi that the Braisa is not Tumat Atfasa. Eze Isser Neder, Matar is Tumat, had to make a Neder. They have to say a Pirshu, and you have to be Tailed Bedavar Anadar. Or, like the Rishonim say, if you tell it, the tli has to be bedavar another. And we have the pshat of the Ramban, the Braisa means atfasa, and it means eza davar she'asa k'neder ve'ein neder. So, the Ran a third pshat, though. The Ran says, no, avada we're talking about atfasa, but the pshat in the Braisa is eza isa neder means eza ik neder amar v'tayra. How do you make a neder? And the answer is, now you make a neder with atfasa. The isa neder is only chalal yidei atfasa, tain is the Ran. Because really, it's bechlal not shaykh to shaf a chalais isser on a chayfetz. The only way to shaf the chalais isser is by taking it, like he says, just like you find the kodesh isser chalipin, so too you could take an isser that's already existing and put it on the chayfetz. And you have a kasha, had the first ned to come about, and we already answered that kasha with hektish, imra, kadirim, kishim. You have, if you makdish something, now you can be makdish straight. But a neder has to come from either a heknish or a davar another. There's no way you could shaf an issa b'chlal by just time saying davar is a asur alai. And when you say davar is a asur alai, the only reason why it's asur zakteran is it's a yad for saying kikarabin. Since there's no way to shaf an issa, and you're saying davar is a asur, so we finish your words by saying kikarabin, and we use it by a tfasa. So the Ran, one of the things that's bothering the Ran, which he's trying to answer with this thing, is that he's bothered with the Ramban's pshat, that atfas is a new chiddush by nedarim. That means a neder is when you say davar ze'asur. You have a kayach to make a chalais is a neder on a chayfetz. There's Ran a new chiddush called atfas, like the Ramban's lashon eizu davar she'asur kin neder ve'ein neder. If there's a chiddush of atfas that's said by nedarim, so why don't you have the same chiddush by shvuas? And Ban is mashmas exeris akasa by nedarim, not by shuas. But he wants to know, why don't you learn out nedarim and shuas? Is a heckish nedarim to shuas? Why can't you learn out shuas from nedarim? Mashenka in his pshat, it's not a new exeris akasa of the chiddush that it works by nedarim that you could apply it to shuas. That is the aside of the chefs of the issa neder. The issa neder works on your day that you transfer the kedusha from an existing kedusha to the neder. That is the only way you make an issa neder. So you can't ask a kasha learn out to shuas. If it's a chiddush that's said by nedarim, so that chiddush should apply to shuas also. If this is the way you make a neder, and by shuas you don't need that. Shuas tam, you make a shuas straight. So mehecha teish is a parish of a tfasa by shuas altogether. So there's a two mahalchim. The shalz is any nafkamina la locha between these two mahalchim. I mean, according to both of them, a tfasa works. And according to both of them, even if you're not mafis, it's usr. According to the Ramban, that's the ikkeneder. You say, dav is a usr, lai is a ikkeneder. And it works. And according to the Ran, Davis Aslai works because you make a yad if it fasa. But is there any nafkamina la halacha between these two mahalchim? If you learn the Ramban that a neder works by stam saying Davis Aser and at fasa is a zaitig a chiddush, and that chiddush happens to be by nedarim and not by shvuas, or if you learn like the Ran, that no, neder works without tvasa. There's no such thing as a neder without a tvasa. The ganze neder is kaidish eisach halipin, that you could be mamshech the kedusha from a davar another, a davar hektish. And even when you say davar aser, the way it works is it's a yad, I've been mamshech the kedusha. So is there any nafkamina la'alacha? So the Mishnah Melech, and Noch is a darim perik alf alachachas, brings the Maral Nach. The Maral Nach says a chiddush. Someone had said this, that he said to his wife that he should be asra miki'ima. So the Shaz is a nedachal. It's a nedachal when he says that he should be asra ki'ima. L'chayinat. Because you have to be either bedavar another, and he was not the bedavar asr. So Manach says like this. That it says, he need not fasa bedavar another, not bedavar asr. That's only, we didn't say the word asr. All you said is harei atalai ki'ima. Or you said harei basa zeka chazir. So Mimela, you never said it was Aser. You only said it's Kima Kechazir. And that doesn't work. Atvas has to be Bedavar another. Mashengin, if you said Davar Zeh Alay Aser. So Kumdais, you said a Lashon Eder. Davar Zeh Alay Aser is a Lashon Eder. Now Lomai, Yifirais Kechazir is like the Maral Nach. That doesn't shter. That's not going to shter. Since you already said a Lashon Issa Neder, you don't need the Kechazir to make a Lashon Neder. So Mimela, it's not going to shter the Neder and it's not going to be Aser. That's the Maral Nach holds. The Mishnah Melech brings this down in Hilchos Adarim Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, and he says, L'chor, it's totally on these two tzadim. If you're going to say like the Ramban, that the main Issa Neder is Hareza Aser, and Hatfasa is an extra Chiddush, Hatfasa also works. So then in Shach, they say the Maral Nach, that the din that you need Hatfasa B'davar Anodah V'loi B'davar Aser is a din in Hilchos Hatfasa. When your Neder is not coming, you never said it's Aser. You never said a Lash Neder. The reason why you want the neder to be chalsa de atfasa. Atfasa is a klal, a chiyid of another another. You have to be matvis in a dover another, not in a dover aser. But if you went and said, dover ze aser, so you said a losh neder. Now you're saying kechazer, that's not going to shter. That's azoy kemelen. Mashagin, if you like the Ran. The Ran is saying that no, that there's no such thing as saying dover ze aser. Dover ze aser doesn't work. You can't make something aser. All you could do is be matvis. All you could do is take an existing issa kaidish issa chalipin and shaf and bring from the existing issa to make this asa. It's the only thing you could do. So, Ibazai, even if you say, Davaza asa kechazir, or even if you say to the wife, Harei atalai asa ki'ima, so then it also can't be an edit. So now we'll come out and afkamina la'alacha. Lefidah Ramban. That Davaza asa is an edit and atfas is a new chidish. So if you say, Davaza asa kechazir, it will be asa. Mashenkin lefidiran, if the whole din of nedarim is outside the atvasa, so davar ze aser kechazir, whatever there wouldn't be a neder. Now the Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Nedarim Simeon Aleph, he argues on the Mishnah Melech. He says according to everyone, he argues in the whole Maral Nach. He says according to everyone, once you say kechazir, you messed it up. I mean, this is what we see lachar in Rashi. Rashi's not going with atvasa. And still you see, and the Rishayim are saying in Rashi, if you say Davar Zeh Aser Lai Avada, it would be a neder. And if you say Davar Zeh Aser Kechazir, you say it not like a Lashon, you say it in Lashon of Davar Aser, it wouldn't work. He brings also Kamer Rishayim that hold that way. The Pshat is that when you stam say Aser, so even if you don't need that Tfasir, but Al-Kabanim, you mean an Issa Neder. Mashenka, when you say an Isser, and you tell them in a Davar Aser, you don't mean an Issa Neder, you mean an Issa Teira. Or like we said before from the Ritva, that when you say Stam Aser, you mean an Issa Chefsa. But when you explain the Isser, that should be Kechazir or Ki'ima, so then you don't mean Issa Chefsa, you mean Issa Gavra. So merely you can't make such an Eder. Derech Agav, the Mishnah Melech asked the Kasha, which Elana V'Chreinim Shtelzachan, that the Ran and the Doim is a steer to the Ran and Shvus. And it's particular Madna, because the Ran and the Doim Daf Bey says that Ikken Eder is you say Dover Zeh Aser Alay. And it doesn't matter if you're matvis it or you're not matvis. In either case, when you say davar ze aser alai, that's ikar neder. And then he says, but if you're matvis, then you have to be matvis but davar another, not a davar aser. And that's also another reason, which is mafurish, that the ikar neder is davar ze aser alai, like the Ramban. And still he says that when you, and you could be matvis or not be matvis, but when you're matvis, and his mashma says, klar, even when you said davar ze aser alai, and you're matvis, you have to be mafis b'davar not, then you mafis b'davar aser. It doesn't become aser. Not like the Maral Nach, like the Machne Ephraim. But Al-Kabanim, he says, either one is an ikkeneder. And then he says, who and then if you're mafis, that's also like considered ikkened. If you say davar zek like a carbon, that's also ikkeneder. But Al-Kabanim, he doesn't say that nedarim need atfasa. He says you can have an neder with atfasa, without atfasa. They're both ikkeneder. So the Mishnah Melech asks that that's a steer to what he says here in Shavuos. In Nedarim, he says that Ikkenedr is whether you're matvis or not matvis. And here in Shavuos, he says Ikkenedr is atfasa. That's the only way you can make an Isuzai day atfasa. And if you're not matvis, it only works out Yad. If you say Dovaza Aser, it becomes Aser because we gaim a Dibure that says carbon. See, there is machalot between Ikkenedr and Kinu and Yad. So there he says Ikkenedr is Dovaza Aser. Whether you're matvis or not matvis, they're both Ikkenedr. And here he says that Ikkenedr is Dafka with atfasa. Without atfasa, it's a Yad. And what's particular Shver is, he writes in the Dharm, I wrote this in Shavuos. He says, I wrote in Shavuos that Ikka Neder is whether is by saying Dov is a Asur, and doesn't matter if you're Matfis, and you look in Shavuos, and he writes Vaket. As I fact, the Mishnah Melech and Kama Achreinim speak about this. But I think that the real answer is like this. In the Chedushi Aran here in Shavuos, he actually says exactly the same thing as the Ramban. In the Chedush Aran here in Shavuos, he goes with the Ramban's pshat that when the Brisa says Eze Iser Neder Amar B'Torah means Ezu Davar Shu Asa Keneder Ve'Einei Neder, that the Brisa is being mechadish, that besides for the regular Iser Neder, there's a new thing called Atfasa, and that Atfasa is exerced because of a Sheidah B'Davar another, and that's Nafka by Nedarim and not by Shavuos. He goes with Mamish the same shtickle as the Ramban. His shtickle Chedush Aran is based on the Chedush Aran. It's basically saying the Torah basically from the Ramban in his nusach, but it's the al derech the Ramban. Now, when he in the Chedush Aran here on the Rif, he wrote the same shtickle again, pretty much word for word, with few shinuyim that he wrote already in the Chedush Al Hashas. And that's clear that the Ran on the Rif was written after the Chedush Aran on the Shas, and sometimes the Ran on the Rif makes references to the Chedush Aran on the Shas. He clearly wrote it later. And he wrote the same shtickel. He writes the Ramban shtickel. And then he asks Kashas. He asks the Kashas. So, Oybazai, if it's a Chiddush by Nedarim, why don't we learn out Shavuos from Nedarim? He asks other Kashas. And then his Mechadish is new shtickel. That Eza Isseneder doesn't mean Eza Davashu Asa Kenedev Ein Neder. Eza Isseneder means this is Neder. Neder is only Alidei Atfasa. That's what a Neder is. And that's why he can't learn out Shavuos from Nedarim. So if someone would ask you a steer between the Ran and Chedushim al Hashas here in Shavuos and the Ran and the Rif here in Shavuos, it wouldn't be a steer. It's obvious and clear what happened. The Ran and the Rif, the Ran and Chedushim al Hashas and Shavuos was saying the shtickle that he learned from the Ramban. He's basically saying Chedushim based on the Ramban. And then, in the Ran, in the Rif here, he says, after he says, all the Chedushim wrote there, he says, Aval Lididi Kasha, but I have a shverkite, and he asks his kashas, and then he's mechadish and upshat. It's clear that he wrote the Ran in the he wrote his kedushim on the Gemara earlier, and then he was going with the sheet of the Ramban, and afterwards, b'seif yamav, he had a kasha on the Ramban, and he had a new shtickle, and he wrote his own kedushim. That's very clear. No one asks a steer the Ran and the Rif to the Ran and kedushim because it's clear from the whole signin that he was first held like the Ran in Chedushim al Shas, and then afterwards Mikayach HaKash, he was chayzer to what he held in the Rif. It's absolutely clear. So Oy Bazai, the whole steer to Ran in the Dharm is not shver. The Ran in the Dharm was written before he wrote the Ran in the Rif in Shavuos. And when he writes Kasafti Shom Shavuos, he didn't yet write the Ran in the Rif in Shavuos. He meant the Chedush Aran on the Gemara in Shavuos. And there Itaka wrote that. That Dov is also lies the Ikkeneder. And he wasn't yet Oymen on his Chazara, he wasn't yet Oymen on his new shtickel to learn that then the Dharam need at Fasa Bedafka. Now the Achrayim, who didn't have the Chedush Aran on Shavuos, it wasn't printed yet, they didn't have the Chedush Aran on the Shas in Shavuos, they only had the Ran on the Rif, they didn't realize it was another Sefer. So male, they're very bothered. He writes in the Dharam, Kasafti Shom B'Shavuos, the only Sefer they knew about was the Ran on the Rif, and there he writes Vakert. But if they would have had the Ran and the Gemara in Shavuos, they would see that he didn't yet write the Ran and the Rif in Shavuos. So when he says Kasafti B'Shavuos, he means the Ran on the Shas in Shavuos. And there Itaka writes that the Ikkeneder is Davaza Asa even without Atfasa. See, a similar thing happened about the Sugya earlier in this blot, where Abayat said that Shavuos Sha'eichel, if in, normally Shavuos Sha'eichel means that he will eat, and by Mesarvim by Lechel V'Omer, Loyachilna, Loyachilna, and then he said, Shavuos Sha'eichel, then we teach it to mean he won't eat. So the Ran and Nedarim, they have a similar sugya Nedarim. The Ran and Nedarim says that I already wrote in Shavuos, it's from the sugya of Mischalfis B'Talmud, because here it's Mashman at Minastam, when he says Shavuos Sha'eichel, that means elite. But if you have a Echacha, that he said, by Shavuos Sha'eichel, he said, Lo'echelna, Lo'echelna, Yom Afsa B'Lechel, and then he said, Shavuos Sha'eichel, you have a Echacha, that's when you teach it to mean he won't eat. Now, Sha'eichel and Nedarim, it's Mashma not the way. Nedarim, it's Mashma, that if he kept on saying achilna, achilna, and then he said shua sheichel, then it means he will eat. If he kept on saying lo yechilna, lo yechilna, and then he said shua sheichel, then it means he won't eat. And what's the din? Stam, you don't have any achach either way. It's mashma, we don't know. So the Ramban already says, over here, and this is what the Ran says in the Dorim, and he says he wrote this in Shuas, that it's a sugis of a schafas batalmud. Our sugis holds him in a stam, shua sheichel means he will eat. Only when you have a echacha that he said, lo yechilna, then you say it means he won't eat. Mashegin, the sugi nedarim holds like this. If you have a echacha that means he'll eat, it means he'll eat. If you have a echacha that means that he won't eat, that means he won't eat. And if you have no echacha, we don't know. And Ran in Nedarim says, I wrote in Shavuos, it's from the sugi of Mischalfis. But you look at the Ran here in Shavuos on the Rif, and he says, v'oyrani yoymish, einzim in the sugi of Mischalfis klal. That's not from the sugis of Mischalfis. And the Gemara in the Dharm also means that without a chacham in a stam, shua sheichel avada means he will eat. It's only with a chacham that it means he won't eat. So again, you have the same Gemara Gestira. In the Dharm, he says, it's a sugis of Mischalfis, kamoisha kasafti b'shuas. And in Shuas, he says, oidani yemesh einzim in a sugis of Mischalfis klal. And the Teretz is the same Teretz. Because you look at the Ran on the sugi and shas in Shuas, and he says exactly what the Ramban says, that it's from the sugis of Mischalfis, exactly. And he stops. And you look at the Ran on the Rif, and he brings everything he wrote in the Ran and the Chedushim on the Shas, that it's from the sugis of Mischalfis, and then he writes, it's clear, it's not a steer of the Ran and Chedushim here to the Ran on the Rif here, because it's clear that first he was going with the Shita of Sir Ramban, and that's what he writes here also on the Rif. And then he was aiming on a new shtickle, that both sugyas could hold that way. And it's also clear that in the Dorim, when he wrote Zumin as sugyas Mischalfis Kamashta Kasafti Sham, he didn't yet write the Ran on the Rif and Shavuos. He wasn't aiming on the Chiddush. And when he says Kamashta Kasafti Sham, he means the Ran and Chiddushim and the Shas. But Uncle Panim, let's sum up the sugya. We have Shitas Rashi that holds that there is no etfasa according to Rava, not by Nedarim and not by Shavuos. When the Brisa says Eza Issa Neder, it means Eza Ikka Neder, and the Ikka Neder is when you said Dovazet Aser and you matfis it, and when you matfis it, you have to matfis with Dover another. We have Shitas Arif and Ravi Shainim that say that no, Rava only holds there's no etfasa by Shavuos. By Nedarim, there is etfasa. Now, in the Havamin of the Brisa was talking about the Isser of the Pasuk, the Isser of Pasuk, if that means that Fasav, that's in Dorim and Shavuos. But the Maskana, it wasn't talking about the Isser of the Pasuk, and Mimela, it's only talking about a Tfas of the Dorim, not by Shavuos. Now, then, there's two Mahalchim. There's the Mahalch of the Ramban, that Ikin Eder, as he said, Davaz Aser. And there's another thing, Eze Isser Neder means Eze Davaz Aser, Kin Eder, Ve'enei Neder, a new Chiddush of a Tfasa, but that Chiddush happens to Dafke be by the Dorim and not by Shavuos. And you have the Ran's Malach that no. If there would be a new Chiddush of Atfasa, we'd learn that Shavuos in the Dharm. But it's not a new Chiddush of Atfasa. The whole Neder only works like the Atfasa. Neder is an Issa Kedusha. Neder only works by being Matfis Kedusha from a previous Neder or from a Hektish. There's no other way to have an Issa Neder. Eza Issa Neder means Eza Ikka Neder Ambatar. And that's why Atfasa is only by Nedarim and not by Shavuos. See, the Ran says a Svara, why Atfasa would work Dafka by Nedarim and not by Shavuos. He says, you know why? Because Nedarim's an Issa Chefsa. And Mimela, when you say Zeh Kazeh, you're making an Issa Chefsa going on an Issa Chefsa. Mashenka by Shavuos, the whole Issa is an Issa Gavra. So you say Zeh Kazeh, nothing's Chal in the Chefetz. So Mel, that's why you can't have Atfasa by Shavuos. But the Ran is bothered that Oiba Zai, so if you're going to make Atfasa, Enechinami, by Shavuos, if you say Zeh Kazeh, so that wouldn't be atfasa. But let's say someone made a shvua, and you say, Ani kamayhu, I want to be like him. So you're making atfasa of the gavra on the gavra. So why wouldn't that work? Someone makes a shvua, Ani nishbu shalechu kikazet, and the other person says, Vani gamkein, Vani kamayhu. So he didn't say a lashin of shvua, but he was matfas in the gavra. So if the whole reason why atfasa works by nedarim and not by shvuas is because it could be nedarim is an issa chavsa, you can be matfis the chavsa on the chavsa, but the gavra you can't be matfis. So when you matfis gavra gavra, l'chayr that should work. So that's why he says his mahalach, that the pshat is that nedarim matfasa works, because that's the whole way in neder is chal. You matfis the kedusha, it's the inyan of kedusha. Mashenga meshvu has nothing to do with kedusha. Shavuos is stam iser, he says, by Shavuos it wouldn't work if you'd say that a Shavuos would only work on the day at Tfasa. So how would that work? How would the first Shavuos be? By an Eddie, you could have Kachim. By a Shavuos it wouldn't work. You wouldn't get to the first Shavuos. And then he says another Geshmak is Svara. He says, even if Shavuos is an Issa Gavra, but it's not Chal anything on the Gavra. By Nedarim, it's an Issa Chefsa, and it makes a Chalais on the Chefsa. There's a Chalais Issa on the Chefsa, a Chalais Kedusha. So you can matvis that. You could take the Kedusha and put it on another Chefsa. Mashiach and Shavuos is an Issa Gavra. It's not an Issa because you said you have to keep your word. But nothing's Chal on the Gavra. There's no Chalais that's Chal on the Gavra. They can matvis on the Gavra. That's why you can't learn that Shavuos from the Nedarim. But the Maskana Niran, he says a very interesting thing. He says, that's all in the Rif. Because the Rif holds that Shavuos is no Atfasa altogether. But the Niran says in his own Shita, Adayin and Nichoichich Lahachmet to say, that atfasa taka doesn't work by Shavuos only when you be matfis a chefsa and a chefsa. When being matfis in the gavra, would taka work by Shavuos? The machlekes of Abaye and Rav is daf going to be matfis a chefsa. Abaye holds, even if you're being matfis on the chefsa, but a matfis b'shua, k'maitzi shua mipiv dami. When you say zek is there, that's exeris the kasev of iser to tell you that blives like you made a shua gavra to ask yourself, just because he said zek is there. Rava doesn't hold in that chiddush, but that's also when you're matvis in the chefsa. But when you're matvis in the gavra and say ani kamayu, and your taka say the same issa gavra like he has, such a tfasa would work even according to Rava. That's what the Ran's maskan is. Adayin ani chaychech lahachmed. The Torah also passes that way in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin that a tfasa works on the gavra. So we have kamashitis kumtais of a tfasa works. Rashi holds that tfasa doesn't work not by ned and not by shvua. The Rif and the Rambam hold that Atfasa works by Nedarim, but it doesn't work by Shavuos altogether. But you have a machlokes, because the Rif and the Ramban hold that since it doesn't work by Shavuos, it's mutter. If you make a Shavuos day Atfasa, it's mutter. Mashenka and the Rambam and the Rimagash hold that even though it doesn't work by Shavuos, we marach about this early in the Shir, Lamais it's Aser. And Chalais says who it is. It just doesn't work by Shavuos, like I'd be live in carbon. And then you have the Sheet, the Saran, and the Tur, that even by Shavuos, Hatfasa works. It just doesn't work when you're matfis on the chefsa, because Shavuos and Issa Gavra only a bay that holds that matfis v'shua k'meitz v'shua pivdami, then it could work on the chefsa also. Mashenk and Rav, it holds the matfis v'shua lav k'meitz v'shua pivdami, so the chefsa doesn't work because there is no chefsa the Yisura by Yeshua, Shavuos and Issa Gavra. Mashenk and matfis Gavra, Gavra, the Ran is mesupik to say that Yechayiv, and as I stated in the Torah Siman Reish Lamed Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.